This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Former President Trump is facing more charges accusing him of obstructing government investigations into classified documents. A grand jury indictment adds new charges against Trump and adds a third defendant to the case, his property manager. CBS's Scott McFarlane has details.
In the superseding indictment, it gets real detailed. They say De Oliveira went to another employee at Mar-a-Lago and said the boss wants the server deleted. According to the superseding indictment, the employee told De Oliveira, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And De Oliveira repeated and insisted the boss wants the server deleted.
Trump says his lawyers today met with prosecutors ahead of a possible 2020 election indictment. He had received a target letter from the special counsel in recent weeks. Randy Meisner, lead singer on that song, helped form the Eagles in the early 1970s, adding high harmonies to such favorites as Take It Easy and The Best of My Love. The band says Meisner has died of complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He was 77. There's still plenty of mystery in the story of a missing girl that has a happy ending. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
In Arizona, a mother is grateful.
Miracles do exist and never lose hope and always fight.
On Facebook, Jessica Nunez confirms her daughter, who vanished without a trace 4 years ago at age 14, is alive and well. Alicia Navarro walked into a Montana police station, appearing healthy and happy. Police Lieutenant Scott Waite.
Every indication she's given us so far is that she willfully left her home.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on extreme heat concerns at a morgue in the U.S. Southwest.
It's the grim reality of the record heat wave in Arizona and much of the nation. The medical examiner's office in Phoenix has brought in refrigerated units to increase the morgue capacity as blistering heat continues with no end in sight. Workers in the ME's office are working more hours as well.
The heat wave is also hitting the Midwest and Northeast. How hot is it? UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says
July 2023 is set to be the hottest month ever recorded in human history. Climate change is here, it is terrifying, and it is just the beginning.
A Christian school teacher and her co-worker in Texas are fired for going to a drag show in Houston. Christy Maris says the show was a blast, but when she posted pictures online, that's when her phone rang. The school says she violated their policy, which addresses acting in a godly and moral fashion. Investigators say poor track conditions caused a 2021 Amtrak derailment in Montana that killed three. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It doesn't pay, but feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with #CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-916. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution. question.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ken, located off Victoria and Grand in St. Paul, or cafelatte.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yes, they do. And it's Thursday and it's a million degrees out. And we have Robert Lilligren, of CEO of Native American Community Development Institute, our normal guest here on Thursday. And nothing's normal right now, Robert. The planet's burning up. And I mean, gee whiz, really. I just don't know what to say.
No, I hear you, Robert. And bonjour, Haley. Bonjour, Robert. So good to be here. And yeah, it's just, I was out of the absolute minimum today, but it was 98 where I was, and that was hot enough. And then you think there are cities where it's 30 degrees hotter than that, you know, whether it's 125 or something like that. It's just like, I don't know how people are standing it, and I don't know how people can continue to not connect, you know, sort of carbon emissions and others to what we're experiencing right now.
Absolutely. And you guys did the right thing today at Four Sisters. We got the alert yesterday. Smart, really smart.
Yeah, we had to cancel our lovely Four Sisters Farmers Market. I know I've seen both you, Haley and Robert, there. Robert's kind of a regular, but it's such a happening spot, you know, and it's this really vibrant destination on the American Indian Cultural Corridor. But we made the call really early, Monday, I think, in there. A lot of our vendors were canceling because of the projected heat, and it was exactly the right choice. But it's always a little disappointing to cancel the Four Sisters Farmers Market.
Yeah, it is, but totally understand. And today I was booked up with Ho-Chunk stuff, so I was not able to go. So that's always a bummer. But, you know, government moves forward. We're getting new executive directors because we have a new president in Ho-Chunk Nation. So it's really interesting process, too.
Ah, very. So interesting. So the executive directors are sort of appointed department heads? Is that how it works in the Ho-Chunk Nation?
Yeah, and it's wiped clean from the new president. Now, he can bring people back, but 9 times out of 10, they don't. So it's really interesting process, and it kind of slows government down for a little bit. But, you know, the president now, John Greendeer, the brand new elected president who has been president before, he is really sliding in there in a good way, and he knows what he's doing, but he knows what he's doing because he's been president before.
Great. It sounds like it's a good move for the tribe. And I just, you know, I'm kind of a government wonk. And so I just love seeing different structures and, you know, trying to learn about them. And of course, with Native nations, we have tribal nations. We have lots of examples of government. But that's one thing I learned while I was in municipal government on the Minneapolis City Council, is that no two municipalities had the same government.
Right.
And so there was no real apples to apples comparison. And I think that's just fascinating.
It is. It really is. And, you know, I talked about not running again when I first got elected or was running. And it's just like, you have to run again. It's such a big learning curve.
It is. It's like I used to say it's a vertical learning curve when you get into government like that. And so things kind of happen in cycles, right? So yeah. To learn, you have to go through a full cycle, and that could be a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year cycle. Then you kind of get, for me anyway, it was then I get the aha. It's like, oh, sure.
Right.
This is how it all interconnects. Now I see. But it takes a while.
It does. It does, too. And as you know, and people out there might or might not know, Ho-Chunk Nation's has a very big government and a lot of people. We have almost 9,000 citizens of Ho-Chunk Nation across the United States, and mostly in Wisconsin. So there's a lot of services, and there's a lot of things that, you know, tie in, and it's all directed to, which is great. And, you know, Robert, we're Native governments are the only governments really that give back money to their citizens.
Yeah, it's just been fascinating. You have a lot of Ho-Chunk friends around here, which is great. And the ones, at least, that I come in contact with, the Ho-Chunk citizens, are really people who are excelling. You know, they have sort of a vision and they're moving toward it, often very community-based. And it's really, I've been really impressed. As you know, I have, I think, just one right now, Ho-Chunk sister working at NACTI. She's been on the show here, Destiny Jones, and who runs our Four Sisters Farmers Market, and she's just really impressive.
Yes, and she went to the area meeting last month too, and that was her first one, and she was very interested. Let's put it that way.
I love it. Her grandmother was your first woman tribal executive.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I thought you knew that. Oh, I thought I told you that. Yeah.
Oh,
her name was Jones, too. I don't know her first name right off the top of my head.
Was she the first president?
First woman.
Because I think our first president was a woman.
Oh, then maybe that's it.
Wow.
Like I said, her name was Jones. I don't know her first name. I probably should, but...
I'll have to get the Googles out here and...
and engage that young sister in the legislative process. You never know where she'll end up.
Well, that's what it's all about. And you know that, and you've been doing that for years, and we both talk about this. It's like we're setting things up for the future, and the future's looking bright. And I know you're doing that in your job big time, just your job, not alone all the committees and groups that you're involved in.
Yeah, you know, that's when I first was running for office back in 2000, a lot of the established people wouldn't help me because I was an outsider and I was kind of challenging the status quo. And so that experience really prompted me to just commit to sharing whatever I learned. You know, I'll share it out. And, you know, if there are young emerging candidates, I'll meet with them, even if I'm not going to end up supporting them or agreeing with them. You know, I'll still meet with them and share something, and I still like doing that. And now I have enough time that I've, you know, been doing this public life stuff that I can look back and say, oh yeah, connect some dots. It's like, oh yeah, cool. You know, I helped this young woman or this young man, and now look where they are. And that's what I'm doing later tonight after the show. I'm going off to a fundraiser for a city council candidate who I'm really interesting young, she's not Native, but an emerging candidate, brilliant young woman, really well-suited and temperamentally suited for the position. So just want to support the next generation.
Yeah. And, you know, I see that too. And, you know, I got a good grasp of that too when I was teaching, because people, I'd really get excited that my students would go into film and video or television. Sure. And now it's just some going into teaching. You know, I did that for 30 years. So it's just, it's really heartfelt to see that you've had some kind of connection with the young ones that are now old.
Right, right. Yeah, that must be very rewarding. You have bulk to look at. Yeah, sorry, Haley.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just going to say, I did Google that up first, quick for you. The first president of Ho-Chunk Nation was in 87, and her name was Joanne Jones.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just talking to somebody about that today, and I had no idea. I better start being nicer to Destiny then.
Oh, right. Wow.
Jeez, wow, a little junior royalty there. Holy mackerel. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we only got one more segment with Robert because, as you know, he's got to take off and support city government and what he does best, and reaches out to the community and does a great job. And we're blessed to have Robert Lilligren on the show almost every Thursday. And wow, you know, we'll finish up our conversation next segment. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'll be right back. We'll all be right back. Stay with us. Ho-wa.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit MN350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org.
Let's live and let howl. Hey, this is Robert Pilot. I taught in St. Paul Public Schools for over 25 years, and I want you to join the team and make a difference in our children's future. Right now, St. Paul Public Schools is offering hiring and retention bonuses up to $10,000 for a variety of teaching and classroom support positions for the next school year. Grow in a supportive and fulfilling public school setting. Limited bonuses are available, so don't delay. Apply at spps.org/careers. Hey, this is...
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Hey, it is. And here we're with Robert Lilligren, CEO and Executive Director of Native American Community Development Institute here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. And we're doing our weekly check-in here, and a lot of things going on nationally. But I always have my wife's voice in my head saying, ask Robert what he wants to talk about. So I know we're going to only hang out for another segment. So, Robert, what would you like to talk about today?
Sure. Thanks, Robert. And, you know, I'll talk about anything and, you know, even stuff I don't really know about, but I try not to say too much like about that. But one of the things I wanted to talk about today was just some kind of cool stuff going on right down here in the community in Minneapolis and along the American Indian Cultural Corridor, if I may. And one of them, and it's also sharing a resource here. And, you know, we're having a Minneapolis job fair tomorrow that is about career opportunities with Minneapolis Public Schools. And folks may know that we have a fairly robust Indian education component to our Minneapolis Public Schools and our state, and the historic 2023 legislative session put considerably more funds into Indian education. And just from being in some community meetings and stuff, there was a lot of talk and concern about how many positions are open within both the Minneapolis Public School Central Administration, Indian Education, and then at each individual school. And so through the Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors, MUID or MUD, the leadership there, especially around education, decided to come together, hold a job fair, and attract folks. And so that's at Division of Indian Works, which is on East Lake Street here. It's one of our revered community institutions. And it's from 9 to noon. Tomorrow breakfast is served. And so just to urge people to go there who are looking for work, and then also to share the community resource. So I'm looking at the Facebook page for the Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors. It's called MUD, M-U-I-D Community Group. And you can just scroll through, and our coordinator at MUD, her name's Barb Drew, and she just does a great job of posting community events. And it's really one of the best kinds of collections of these kinds of community goings on that we have in town.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think it's Minneapolis has a good Native American programs, and we have, and I've gone to their powwows and stuff like that and talked to them. And, you know, if you're just thinking about it, you should go down there and check it out, because I think, we need people like that look like our students working in schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times that doesn't happen, and it's few and far between. And there is a place for us.
Hear, hear. Here, and again, just to repeat that resource, it's the MUD Community Group, M-U-I-D Community Group on Facebook. And, yeah. And then another kind of cool thing I wanted to lift up is just to really recognize a lot of the youth who participated in the North American Indian Indigenous Games that were just took place in, I can't say the Indigenous Canada. Word, but Halifax. Yeah, in Nova Scotia, but that also lists the Indigenous name for it.
Yeah.
And there was a really strong delegation from Minneapolis that participated, and a lot of them were sort of based around Little Earth of United Tribes, a Native mm-hmm. housing community that we have here. And in the Red Bears, it's called the Red Bears, is their team, and their coach Mukwa Roberts was coaching out at the games, and they brought home 2 silver medals. And there's just a lot of community feeling about it, and it's always good to lift up good things that young people are doing in the community.
Yeah, we had a young Ho-Chunk playing on the Minnesota baseball team too, and that was that's exciting just for them. And I believe, Robert, it's every 4 years, and they really had it down to an art. It looked like the Olympics. They had a walk-in just like the Olympics. It was really, really impressive to watch online.
Yeah, I was following a lot of people's social media, and it did. It just looked like quite a time, and there was just a wonderful outpouring from the community to support these young people, mm-hmm. people getting there. And, you know, those are, can be transformational sort of lifetime experiences. And it sets a bar pretty high to see where these young folks can go next.
Well, what's interesting too, is that some of them are going to be friends for life, whether they just met them up there in Canada and other nations, or just bonding from people that are in different tribes that are in different on the same team.
Right. And to see, you know, a different perspective. So that was just a cool thing to celebrate. And then the third kind of cool thing I wanted to bring up does involve our organization, Native American Community Development Institute, and we operate the All My Relations Arts Gallery and a broader arts program as well. But the gallery has really become a hub for Native artists of all types. And, and so it's just been a great network building. And one of the things we've been involved with for the last few years is the Jim Denemy Scholarship Fund. And it's a memorial scholarship fund. We lost renowned artist Jim Denemy just a few years ago. And his widow came to us and asked if we would help shape and sort of house this memorial fund, which we did. And we just made our second award and named our second fellow. And her name is Maggie Thompson. She's Fond du Lac Ojibwe. She's pretty high profile in the arts community here, but she wins an award of $10,000. That's hers to spend how she wants. And it's just, it's a way of honoring Jim Denemy and honoring the emerging artists as well.
Yeah, that's exciting. And, you know, we talk about it, and that's proof in the pudding there that Jim and his family are supporting the future of Native artists and that support. And that's a great, great legacy.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you guys got going on at Four Sisters next Thursday?
I believe, though, I got to move quickly to the, I believe we have a food demo.
Right. Okay. Is that is that a Ho-Chunk doing that again? Or
is
who did
that
last
Ho-Chunk?
I'm not sure.
Hold on. I should be better informed.
I know there's a couple food food demos going on, and I know one of the Ho-Chunks that had a food demo with the Four Sisters, she's doing one for someone else, and I can't remember what other agency on the avenue there and what she's doing, but I just saw a poster up on Facebook about what's her last name, Cruz, or she did she did the food thing about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago at
So the food demo one at the next market, which is, well, this can't be right. I'm actually looking today, but we have a food demo by Chef Vanessa Casillas. And I don't know if she's the, is that she the Ho-Chunk's sister?
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's Ho-Chunk, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Cool. But all of a sudden I'm looking and I think we may, this is the wrong.
You might have already had her on.
No, she's August 2nd.
August 3rd?
Yeah, you think it would be August 3rd. So I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I'm just reading off the email we were sent. But right. That'll be, that's sourced from Dream of Wild Health Farm at Four Sisters.
Yeah.
Thank you, Haley. The heat's gotten to us, I think. We're live, Robert.
Live radio. But I think, I think we have an error on the Facebook notice because it,
okay.
And that says Wednesday, the 2nd. So I'm glad the email blast was correct. And speaking of Dream of Wild Health, and so for folks who aren't from the area, that's a Native owned organic farm in the Twin Cities. They maintain a position or a presence here in the city as well. And they do a ton of incredible youth programming, cultural training, and they do CSA. You know, they deliver boxes of produce to people that have subscribed, and they do it. Their drop-off place is the Four Sisters Farmers Market. And since the market was closed today, they still came down, parked their van, and bless their hearts, there were Dream of Wild Health staffers sitting out in 98-degree weather under a canopy, of course, but delivering CSAs, delivering good organic food, indigenous raised, to the community here.
Wow. Yeah. That we love Dream of Wild Health and what a doer. And I know when we go down there on Thursdays, Robert, there's people that have orders similar that are coming up and picking up orders all the time. And fresh fruit, you know, those people do such a great job. Robert, I know you got to get going here. And
But we always enjoy just hanging out and talking a little bit about what's going on in Indian country and here in the Twin Cities. We didn't get into politics, but we will next week. Oh, wow.
I know. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I think there's some things are going to be happening here real soon nationally. So yeah, we'll have a good conversation about that. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio. Thanks, Robert. All right. Hey, you listen to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Ho-wah.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump faces additional charges in the Justice Department's classified documents case, accused of ordering his property manager, who's been added to the case, of telling another staffer to delete Mar-a-Lago video camera footage. CBS's Skylar Henry with what one Trump rival is saying.
Campaigning in Iowa, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is challenging Trump for the GOP nomination, was asked if Trump's legal troubles should disqualify him.
At the end of the day, voters make that decision. The problem is, we've seen political indictments.
The latest charges come as a grand jury in Washington is weighing the special prosecutor's January 6th case. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
There's just never been an onslaught of legal charges like this before for any major candidate, much less former president who is the front runner to be his party's nominee for president yet again.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, it is. And they do great work here in the Twin Cities and all over Turtle Island. I know they do a lot of work and a lot of things all over the United States. Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to Wendy, who's listening from our condo in Long Beach, New York. Hey, Wendy, glad that you're on, and I'll see you in a couple days. Love you. I just wanted to throw that out there. Hey, we got a guest.
Hi. Here. Wait, I want to say hi to Wendy, too.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Wendy. Hope you're having fun out in New York. Hope you're beating the heat.
Yeah, it's not as hot. We miss you, and we love the updates that you send us, and we'll see you in a few days. Hey, I'm not sure if we have our guest on. I see that she's here, but she doesn't have her camera on, so I'm not 100% sure if she's on. Could yes. you?
Oh, there you are. I apologize. Hey. Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
nice to meet. Thank you for having me. Would you like me to have my camera on, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I just couldn't tell if you were on, and I'm glad you're on. And I'd love you to introduce yourself, because I've seen your work on Facebook, and so happens that you know that you're out in New York City too, where we have where we're at a lot of times, and my wife's out there right now. And we love the city, and I see the views from your office, and please introduce yourself.
Yeah, the views are actually amazing. My name, a lot of my friends call me Kai for short. I come from the UG and Muscogee Nations in Oklahoma. Primarily have always been a creative. It's something that I think as Indigenous people, it's like in our DNA, just like, you know, the earth is in our DNA. And for me, it's an honor to be in a position to be able to come to New York City. Not a lot of people are able to leave the reservation and do something like that. That's where, people like us that try to pave the way for people, set the stones in front of them so that it's stable and not, you know, you're not sure what you're getting into. You have people that go ahead, you know, to guide the way, like scouts. But primarily what it is, I've always enjoyed the ability to make something new. It started out in high school as a clothing designer. I honestly didn't realize that I had the ability to make jewelry until somebody told my mother told me, you know, you learned how to do this when you were like six. And so for me, it's just like, it just came naturally, as it does. And, you know, when things are tied to Native roots. And, you know, basically what it comes down to is that I'm not in New York City for myself. I'm in New York City to pave the way. So,
yeah. Right on. And I was going to say that, and I'm glad you brought that up. And you know how important it is that you are paving the way for people that look like us. As a former high school teacher, you don't see a lot of, our kids don't see a lot of us. As a politician, they don't see a lot of us. As a national artist like yourself, they don't see a lot of us. So, Kai, thanks for paving the way. And let's talk about what you're doing and whatever you want to talk about, because We got a couple segments here, and that we're rocking the roll here. We're on the Civic Media Network all over the country, and here out of the Twin Cities on AM 950. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. So I can just pretty much kind of take it from there. We kind of had chatted on social media a bit about Sioux Nation and versus United States. And, you know, I personally want to say that I can't be an advocate at all in any way, shape or form for the great Sioux Nation. I'm not a part of their bloodlines in any way. But what I can say is that, I was there, for the occupation that did occur at Standing Rock against, a corporation that was attempting to basically, step on Indigenous people once again. And what I learned there basically sums that court case up. you know, the Fort Laramie Treaty, is still, you know, was the main, one of the main reasons why we went, was because they found a loophole in that, mm-hmm. in that ability to, you know, encroach upon indigenous rights on many, many different levels. And, you know, for me, you know, I have a father who, you know, has worked in government and has always, you know, kind of took me backstage behind the scenes, you know, in regards to like what was going on, like, you know, why the laws were passed this way, you know, with a mother that was a political scientist who actually, believe it or not, helped write a handbook for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which of course, I don't know if they really use that handbook, but, right. you know, but primarily what it comes, you know, again, down to is that the reason for all of my work as a creative director of a jewelry company stems from practically everything that the United States versus Sioux Nation of Indians, you know, basically states. But I'm, you know, I'm also focusing, because my tribe, we were you know, Muscogees and Yuchis, we were affected by the Treaty of Fort Jackson. That's yeah. something that we have, you know, that we've been affected by. And so, you know, different treaties, but different outcome, or same outcome. And, you know, the whole reason, you know, coming to New York, it's, you know, I always find it really awesome. I don't know if you know, where I, you know, moved this company to try to pave, sort of like, a couple of, you know, stones here and there for, people that are like in this city that, you know, I've run into so many people that say they don't, they've never met a Native American before. I go into some restaurants and they try to guess where I'm from, and they say, "Oh, I would have never guessed you were from Oklahoma," and you know, things like that. And it's like, yeah, you know, we're still here. Yeah. We'll always be here. And you know, I actually, you know, moved the company to the World Trade Center. You know, I went on a tangent there, but I moved to the One World Trade Center, and I'm on the, you know, on a very high floor up here. And right. I was getting off the elevator one day and getting into the Sky Lobby. And I had a colleague of mine that I work with at the time who said, you know, I think it's the cool, you're the cool, you know, it's really cool that a native is moved her business into the sky. Because, you know, if you think about it, you know, we make decisions close to creator. That's why we use eagle feathers. Yeah. You know, anytime you go into a council meeting, I guarantee you there's a feather hanging somewhere. And it's not just any feather, it's an eagle feather. Right. So, you know, thinking about it, going back to tradition, I thought it would, you know, be best to move something that's paving the way up to the sky, you know?
Well, we are of earth and sky, you know, of the stars, for sure. We are star people. Hey, Kai, mention a little bit about your business here before we take a quick break, and then we're going to have you on again, and we'll talk a little bit about that documentary that you mentioned, too. Wendy and I came into the city because we love jumping on that train and coming in 40 minutes into the city from Long Beach, and we went and experienced that great documentary, The Sioux Nation versus the United States.
Okay. Yeah, wonderful. You know, again, I thank you very much for having me, and, you know, giving me a little light here. But the Diawika Jewelry Company, you know, we have a goal. My idea, you know, after Standing Rock, you know, I was one of the over 800 people that were directly, how would you say, I guess arrested. I guess that's the current legal term. whatever that was. You know, I was there on the bridge for November 20th. You know, but I'm not really here to talk about what I was there for, but right. instead who I was there for. You know, I have a 4-year-old daughter that I love very much, and you know, there's you know, things that are tied into that whole situation, but I am doing this for her.
Yeah.
For that generation, the ones that are still learning to walk, the ones that are still learning to talk.
Yeah, right.
You know, when we were at Standing Rock, we were just trying to protect the earth. That's all we were trying to do. And right. you know, Standing Rock really opened my eyes to the point where I was like, well, we need to do something. We need to create a company that can continuously educate and help the indigenous people. Diawika Jewelry Company is you know, the philanthropic goal overall is to pretty much educate with jewelry. And you know, we make turquoise jewelry, and that's what we're known for. You know, pearls and turquoise, and I try to do it in such a way that people are like, wow, that's actually fashionable. That's actually really, you know, we've always been fashionable. We've always been in, you know, whatever it is, because you look at all the headdresses at Burning Man, you know, how many 20, 10, 30, 40 years have we seen our culture used in fashion? And so why not? We try to offset that a little bit, you know? So that's where Diawika Jewelry Company came in my mind with my family.
That's awesome. And Wendy and I started Native Roots Radio because of Standing Rock, too, of all the misinformation that was sent out on the airways. And so that's this part of the seven fires. You're part of the seven fires that were released to go about after Standing Rock ended.
You know that I will tell you that North Dakota may have been negative 80 or negative 70 degrees at that time during the winter. But I'll tell you that it was the warmest place I'd ever been. It was the warmest place I'd ever been. When everyone was doing good things, everybody was a good heart.
Yeah.
I carried that fire, and that's the fire that, you know, yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're just blessed to, because Standing Rock was still going on, we talked about it almost weekly, about what was happening there, and Wendy and I brought supplies out there. We were out there during Thanksgiving weekend, where it was the largest, probably the second largest city in North Dakota. And it just, people were rolling in.
You've seen the pictures where it's just like the car is just, you know,
Well, and then in the movie, the documentary, the Sioux Nation versus the United States, there's a quick shot of the people going across to Turtle Hill with the bridge and the water and the police on top of the hill. And Wendy and I were there, and we were not going to participate because we had dogs in our RV, but we did ended up getting excited and into the moment, and we crossed the bridge. So it's like, that's the way Standing Rock was for us. It was like, hey, we got to lay back, and next thing you know, we're raising our fist and going across the bridge. Hey, Kai, can you stick with us for another segment, another quick segment? We got another one to end the show. I'd love to talk a little bit about the documentary and a little bit more about your jewelry company, if you don't mind.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Ho-wa.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Attention art enthusiasts, experience Laura Youngbird's Indie Wisigindum, My Heart Hurts, a solo exhibition by Laura Youngbird presented by All My Relations Arts this summer. All My Relations Arts aims to foster connections between contemporary American Indian artists, preceding generations, diverse audiences, and the vitality of the American Indian cultural corridor. Laura Youngbird is a talented artist from the Minnesota Chippewa Grand Portage Band that uses the dress as a metaphor to address social issues. Issues, injustices, and biases. Through mixed media combining drawing, painting, and prints, Laura explores the dress as a powerful symbol in her work, revealing layers of meaning. Her series examines mixed emotions and themes like common threads, loose ends, and vulnerability. And you can see Laura Youngbird's Inde Wisigindum, My Heart Hurts, all summer through September 9th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. Plan your visit and let the moving art speak to your heart. More information at allmyrelationsarts.org.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! You missed out, Kai. Should we do it again? Hey, cool. And we're here with Kai. And talk about, I want you to bring up, one, your business again, and then also where people can see your work, if you have a website or a Facebook page.
For sure. The jewelry company I'm a creative director for and co-founder of is Diawica Jewelry Company. And then you just type in diawicajewelrycompany.com or the diawicabrand.com. D-I-O-I-C-A.
Awesome.
You know, so there's all the information I think that people should be able to find my company with.
Right. So you've been a young artist since you were 6 years old, as grandma said, and then you've been doing art since high school and really transported into more jewelry after Standing Rock and doing a good thing here. So I appreciate you being on, and let's talk a little bit just about the Sioux Nation versus the United States. That's an awesome documentary. A lot of people on there that look familiar for us Natives, because we are all over the country. We're still here, but we're also a small community. We all kind of know each other.
For sure, for sure. I wanted to kind of touch base on, you know, the documentary a little bit. You know, I actually, you know, when I saw the trailer for that, I started to tear up a bit, because, you know, it says that, you know, there's a story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that story is just like all over the place. There's probably over 800 different stories that are just mm-hmm. like that. And, you know, the Black Hills is not for sale. That's right. The main thing. No amount of money will be able to purchase that. And that's something that the non-Indigenous mind can't grasp.
Right.
You know, especially when, you know, living in New York City now, you see that every day. The city takes money from you, because this is where the colonization started. This is where, you know, everything, this is where the match was struck.
Yeah.
And it just spread like wildfire. And then, of course, you know, with the amount starting at 110 million and now going over a billion in regards to what's available to them, you know, land to Indigenous people, that's basically where we begin. You know, creation stories as well start with the earth. You know, at least at some point in our storytelling, the earth is involved. It always will be involved. From the moment that we wake up to the moment that we go to sleep, we still have the earth in our mind. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that the non-Indigenous mindset, it's just incapable of grasping that idea.
Right. Well, you know, and it's been said by many great Native leaders over time, is that the earth is not for sale. The sky is not for sale. Mother Earth is not for sale, you know. And I got to give props to the Sioux Nation.
For sure. Yeah. No, beautifully said. Wonderfully said.
Yeah. So what do you got plans here? Do you have a show coming up? What's happening? What do you got going on here in the New York City where it never sleeps?
Well, for, you know, the plan, I can't really divulge too much.
Oh,
You know, as, as, you know, a businesswoman that I am, and I, you know, how it works though, is that, we do work with a lot of different stores nationwide. You know, we are acquiring stores every week, or, you know, inquiring at least, especially making sure that, you know, that the proper representation is there, especially if we're going into, we actually have a store in Lawrence, Kansas that we sell out of called the Phoenix Gallery, and that's on Massachusetts Street, just down the way from Haskell. And for me, it's like, I got to make sure that, you know, I still, you know, like, just like the old days, I got to make sure I'm not going to get, I guess I can say, screwed over,
yeah,
you know, You know, and for me, it's always a constant, like, okay, you know, if I do this, if I'm okay with this amount, I'm still educating that area. And like, mm-hmm. you know, for me, like the non-Indigenous, you know, stores are a little bit more, more interesting to work with, I should say.
Right.
And then, you know, for us, like we just acquired a spot in the Southwest Trading Company store in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so, you know, as we, you know, move around the country and, you know, are selling out of different spots, it actually is enabling me to be able to continue the other activism work that I do. I can't divulge too much about the activism work that I do. One of the things that that Diawika Jewelry Company was assisting with earlier, especially last year, was the Thacker Pass situation involving Lithium Americas. You know, I was a drone pilot for them for a little while and actually caught the corporation with four men digging up artifacts on Easter Sunday. You know, and I don't know a corporation that works on that day. You know, and when we called and you know, asked, do you have anybody out here? No, we don't. And, you know, that's always the constant thing. It's like, of course not. We would never do that. And so, you know, things like that. So, you know, moving on back to, the stores. So, you know, that's also the story that we like to tell as well, you know, as why, you know, why we're coming in. Cause a lot of the jewelry that we sell, we are right now actively, my team and I were actively, trying to figure out, okay, what is the best way to make sure that this company stays afloat, but is still able to donate to tribal situations like that? Cause that's something that by the end of this year, we do hope to be able to at least donate, if not, 20% or more, to different causes, you know, water, legal rights, or legal battles. Cause you know, that's literally it. That's what it is, right? You know, New York created this system where we have to be loophole finders in order to stay afloat. You know, lawyers, they're not really lawyers. They're just paid to find a couple loopholes. You know, and, you know, and I say that with the kindest heart because a lot of times people don't know what that means, you know, especially Native Americans, Indigenous people, we are not expected to be in law offices. Mm-hmm. We are not expected to hold high positions. Exactly. That's just the fact of it. You know, not trying to be rude to the non-Indigenous world, but I mean, come on, you know, we're still here. We'll always be here. So,
well we have a anyways. Store here. We have a store here in Minneapolis and we're going to be we're at the Twin Stadium, Target Field. And then we also are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair, which is just huge. We were there last year and then we're going to do Shakopee's powwow. And one of the things that I've always said that our mission is, you know, we have people that we buy stuff from and sell, and we want to buy it at a good price so these artists make money. You know, we don't want to rip them off and sell what it's worth. And, you know, there's artists that make a lot of money doing a mural, but yet they're selling their art for 10 bucks because they need baby formula. And we want to get rid of that. We want to mainstream like what you're doing in New York, all over, you know, here in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. You know, when you said that $10, you know, item just to get baby formula, that really hit home. And, you know, to be able to help with situations like that, that's always been a goal of mine.
Yep, it sounds like it, Kai. You have a great heart, and I really appreciate you being on. Really went quick. We'll have to have you on again.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which you stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.
It's
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.